Das Chazor sagt nicht, aber ich habe geschlagen, wenn wir Jehuda mit Sechtiv haben, es darf Zadig Dalad. Du sagst immer, Rav Mordecha oder Rav Acha, said Rav Ashi, we can bring a proof from a Mishnah that a single witness is believed to allow Yavam to marry an outside person. The Mishnah says that a woman herself is not believed to say that her Yavam has died. This would suggest that although she's not believed, a single witness would be believed. Mer says this is not a good Raya, because the next part of the Mishnah says that a man is not believed to say that his brother has died, and he's therefore allowed to marry the brother's wife in Yibam. He wouldn't be allowed to say that. Now, do you think that means that he's not believed, but a single witness would be believed to permit him to do Yibam? The only reason a single witness is believed is to prevent a woman from becoming an Aguna. We wouldn't believe a single witness to help him. Rather, the Mishnah may mean that a single witness is not believed in the first case as well. The reason the Mishnah stresses that she herself is not believed is to show that even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that a child born from a Yavama and an outside man is a Mamzer, and therefore maybe we should say that the woman must have checked thoroughly to make sure to prevent her children from becoming Mamzerim, still she's not believed to say that her Yavam has died. Rava said a single witness is believed to allow Yavama to marry an outside man based on a Kal v'chomer. If a single witness is believed to allow her to remarry in a case of Karis, surely he'll be believed to allow her to marry when only facing a lav. One of the Rabbanim said to Rava, it's not a good Kal v'chomer, as can be seen from the fact that she herself is believed regarding the Karis case, but not regarding the lav case. The reason is that since that time she hates her Yavam, she may not check as thoroughly before remarrying. Mishnah said, Zeh medrash darish Rabbi Elazar b'masya v'chulu. Rabbi Yehuda ben Raz said, Rabbi Elazar could have dashed a diamond, a bigger chiddush from this pasuk, but instead he dashed pottery, a chiddush that's obvious without the pasuk. What he could have darshaned from this pasuk is that even if a woman received a get that only divorces her from her husband but keeps her also from marrying any other man, meaning the husband made like some type of stipulation in the get that she can't marry anybody else, although the get is ineffective in terminating the marriage, it does make her also from ever marrying a kohen. The Isha, Grusha Meisha, even if she's only divorced from her husband, but she's not more than anybody else, still a kohen is not allowed to marry such a woman. Zuck the Mishnah. If a man's wife traveled overseas and the witnesses came and told him that she had died, and based on that he married her sister, and after that his wife appeared, she's alive, so the first wife is mutter to return to him, the second marriage is not considered to have been a marriage at all. Therefore he remains mutter to the sister's relatives, meaning to the sister, to the one that he married when he shouldn't have, to that sister, to her relatives, he's still mutter, because which he would not be if the marriage was considered effective and then terminated. So obviously it's not an effective marriage at all, and she's mutter to his relatives. Also, if the first wife then dies, he is mutter to now remarry this sister, so to say. If they told him that his wife died and he therefore married his sister, and then they told him that she died but was not yet dead at the time of the marriage to the sister, so any child she conceived, this new wife, while the first wife was alive, is considered to be a mamzer. Any child conceived afterwards is not a mamzer. Rabbi Yossi says, anyone who makes another's marriage puzzle makes his own marriage puzzle as well. Meaning, like for example, if by marrying the sister he makes the sister usher to her own husband, he becomes usher to his first wife as well, as we will explain in the Gemara. If he doesn't make another's marriage usher, then his own marriage does not become usher either. Again, like to be explained in the Gemara. Zuck the Gemara. The Gemara says, even if the wife and the husband of the wife's sister both traveled and were both reported as dead, and he therefore married his wife's sister, and then his wife and the sister's husband both appeared, although the wife's sister will be usher to her husband, this man will be mutter to have his wife return to him. It seems to be that our Mishnah can't follow Rabbi Akiva, because since in a Braisa he requires a get to be given to the wife's sister upon the wife's return, his wife then becomes the sister of his divorcee, which will be usher to him. It must be that our Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Akiva. It says, no, in that Braisa he's referring to a woman who accepted Kiddushin and then went overseas, and the husband was then told that she died. He then went and married her sister. People will think that the Kiddushin must have been made on the stipulation, which was not fulfilled, which is why he was legally allowed to marry her sister. When they see that the marriage terminate without a get, they'll think that a marriage may terminate without a get. That's why Rabbi Akiva requires a get be given. In our Mishnah, we're discussing where they already had Nisuin before she traveled overseas. Nisuin would not be made on the stipulation, and therefore does not lead to that same concern as the Braisa. Therefore, even Rabbi Akiva would agree that no get is needed in the Mishnah, which is why he may return to his first wife. Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana, if the Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva, it should give the case where the wife was thought dead and the husband therefore went and married her sister or her mother. Because Rav explains the view of Rabbi Akiva to mean that he says one may marry his mother-in-law after the death of his wife as well, because the pasuk excludes her from the Sreifa penalty. Rav Kahana said, even according to Rabbi Kiva, although a mother-in-law is no longer subject to the death penalty after her daughter's death, it would still be usur for her son-in-law to marry her. Why don't we say that just as when a woman mistakenly remarries based on a single witness's testimony and her husband then appears, she is usur to him, so too when a man's wife, when a man marries his wife's sister because he is told that his wife had died and she then reappears or appears, he should also be usur to return to his wife. Mar says the cases are not similar at all. If a wife is mizana b'meizah, she becomes usur to her husband deraisah, so the rabbanim are goyzer that she becomes usur in the case, even though it was only b'shoigeg. However, a woman who is a man, when he's mizana b'meizah with the wife's sister, he would not become usur to his wife deraisah, and therefore the rabbanim were not goyzer in a case when it happened b'shoigeg.